The epistle appointed for this, the third Sunday in Advent, is taken from St. Paul to the Philippians. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. John. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny, but he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he said, and he answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said Isaiah the prophet." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water, but in the midst of you there has one stood, whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am unworthy to loose." These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this morning's epistle, St. Paul is reminding us, or reminding actually these recent converts, or new to religion, the Christian religion, the Philippians, and to tell them to rejoice and be happy and be at peace, knowing that their new religion, which they just entered, has some really major concerns here. First of all, the persecution that was going on with the Christians at large, being thrown into jail, being scourged, being sentenced to the arena, to be torn apart by animals. So they had a lot of concern and worry and anxiety. But St. Paul confirms them, comforts them, and tells them to be glad, rejoice. Let your moderation be shown to all men. We too are under a certain persecution in like manner. And though not so severe as the past, but it could go that way. Because after all, we are kind of out here alone. We don't have the church to back us up, as it should, and doing our best to hang on to the very thing that St. Paul administered to them, faith. But of the persecution, we must be thankful and give thanks to the good Lord for everything he has done for us. Not to be concerned over the times that we live in, or the way the world is going, but how close we are getting towards the good Lord. Let us not be afraid of affliction, of suffering, of humiliations or temptations, discouragement. The good Lord sends all these things for a reason. He wants you to remain humble. He gives us suffering only to purify our souls, some in more degrees than others. That's why he does it. He wants us to be humble. He cannot work with a proud or arrogant man. Only those who are humble and simple and always ready to know, love, and serve their good Lord by offering up their daily duties and the things they do every day because they love the good Lord. This is our daily task. And every day we have a new opportunity to improve ourselves, constantly trying to do better than we did yesterday. Yes, we're going to have hardships and temptations and sufferings and disappointments and everything else. But how else is our Lord going to test us in the virtues of patience, charity, mildness, meekness, if he doesn't send these things to us? They also help us keep self-will at bay, knowing in our hearts how weak we are and how much we have to depend on the good Lord. So yes, we should rejoice and be happy that we have something that we can suffer for the good Lord. After all, look what he has done for us. And yes, he could demand a lot from his creatures, but he only asked one thing. If you love me, keep my commandments. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Is that so hard? In the gospel, the Pharisees, not wanting to confront John directly because of his authoritative speech and pronouncement of the word of God over the people, they send their servants, some Levites and priests, to go question him. And they asked him who he was. Because they were in fact really thought that he might be the Christ by the way he was preaching and baptizing, and he showed some signs of the messianic works. But he said, no, I'm not the Christ. And then, since they knew Scripture, as they do, they asked him, well, art thou Elias, who is to come to herald in the Redeemer, the Messiah? And he said, no, I am not. Well, art thou a prophet? No, I'm not the prophet either. Then who are you? So we may give answer to those who sent us. This answer should have been right up, they should have got it right off the bat. Because he quoted Isaiah perfectly. I am one crying in the desert, make straight the ways of the Lord. Change your heart. That's what our Lord asked. That's what St. John was preaching. It's not about the pride and arrogancy of what we know or what we thought we know. We have to change our hearts, become simple and humble. But there seems to be a little conflict a little bit here, that when asked if he was Elias, he says no. But later, earlier, did not our Lord say that Elias must come first? And our Lord said something like, Elias has come, and they did what they want with him. And the Elias he was speaking of was St. John, was Elias in spirit, heralding in the Messiah, the first coming, not the Elias that will be in the physical in the second coming. So in fact, our Lord, the truth, speaks for John here, and Elias in spirit was what St. John the Baptist was, heralding in the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who we have been waiting for, who will come and save us from our sins and bring us to life everlasting. How do I achieve this? We must change our hearts. It's about our interior life. How I approach each day. I am supposed to be a servant of God, knowing and loving him and trying to do his will every day. And how much of this thought is in my mind and in my heart when I go about my daily duties? Or do I let the cares of the world get in the way and start worrying about this and worrying about this and getting anxious and excited over this or that? And slowly but surely, we kind of lose sight. That's why it's so important that we learn to do a little examination of conscience at the end of the day to find out exactly how well we have done. Were we on the straight and narrow, or did we let ourselves get a little carried away? We're all trying to get to heaven. There's only one way to do it. We have to keep God in check. Doesn't mean we have to be on our knees every moment and telling the good Lord, I love you every second of the day. But to offer up our morning offering and reminding him of it during the day. That I am trying to do your will. I am trying to offer up the sacrifices and the burden of the day in patience and in charity. Trying to do my best to be kind to my neighbor, saying my prayers and doing my spiritual reading, knowing that when the day is done, tomorrow I get to start all over again, trying to improve myself, knowing that the obstacles await me during the next day, that I must try to overcome my own predominant faults. And every day I keep doing this, I get closer and closer to the good Lord, weeding out the faults, trying to persevere in the virtues. Because in the end, when all is said and done, we can tell the good Lord, I fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. I did not let the world and its allurements lead me away. I have not become godless like so many people are today. Or they water down some of the meanings of Scripture. And that too of Catholic doctrine too. Should we be afraid? No. Should we be anxious? No. If we're anxious, then we're not really trusting in God. But we trust in the good Lord. We tell Him that we love Him. We know He loves us. He knows what is good for us. Therefore, love casteth out fear. And we exercise our faith that He will take care of us until the end. And we must do our part. He's done His part. He came down, suffered for us the horrible passion, freed us from our sins, and now asks us to suffer the inconveniences of each day for the love of Him. And therefore, that's why St. Paul again says, rejoice, be happy, be glad. Let your moderation and modesty be shown to all men. Be thankful. There too, we have to always show gratitude to the good Lord. Even in small things. We don't want Him to complain like He did with the 10 lepers. Where are the other 9? And only one comes back and gives thanks. So as Christmas approaches, let us, these final few days, of course fast days are coming up too, to offer these things up to the good Lord. Reminding Him that we do love Him and we're willing to endure whatever He sends our way. Because after all, it comes from a loving hand. The good Lord knows what is good for you. Let Him work through you and do your best, all of us, me included, to cooperate with the grace given us. And then we will have peace. May God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.